With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Washington's raspberry harvest is complete and looking pretty good ahead of the final numbers due at the end of the month. But even the best season, according to Henry Bierlink, executive director of the Washington Red Raspberry Commission, faces pricing challenges from imported fruit.
We're producing a good product. The question is, can we sell it at a price that sustains our industries? And at this point, IQF is in that kind of camp, and we're struggling to get the B-grade or puree and juices into that kind of a range, mostly again because of imports that they can produce quite a bit cheaper than we are.
Many things, Bierlink says, factor into that disparity.
Different price land, different labor, different regulations. If they can just ship that in at the same level we do, it's hard for our customers to pass up those cheap prices.
Bierlink says this problem is true for many crops.
Well, I think it's not just raspberries. It's really about U.S. specialty crop production. Anything that has a labor-intensive side to it. Is our national policy going to be we're just going to buy that offshore and we're not going to support farmers who do that? Or do we really want to start getting serious about seeing how can we keep U.S. domestic production of these products, fruits and vegetables, viable? Because it's a big question.
So Bierlink says it comes down to pricing, and if we can't get a sustainable price, we stand to lose more growers ahead of the many already lost over the past 10 years. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And as always, joining us is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, something's bugging me. Or actually you. In a good way, kind of.
My favorite part of Fruit Bites is yapping about insects. So we're at harvest, and now's the time to start looking at your fruit to determine your insect pest levels. This will help create a solid plan for next season.
And what type of pest will you see?
San Jose scale. If you see those red spots, flag or mark those trees to come back and delay dormant with a steam and oil. If you see codling moth, mow up any dropped and infested fruit. Try to clear away wood piles and prepare for mating disruption and rotating products for control next year.
Yeah, what about mites?
With mites, you could do a post-harvest spray of a miticide to knock down overwintering females, or be sure to include oil and miticide come spring when those females wake up and start laying eggs.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.